fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday. It is Wednesday, the 13th day of April. By the way, I'll be a guest today with Mike Rivero at 3 p.m. Central Time. So if you want to hear Mike and I together for the first time, that will be 3 p.m. today. The proper tip of the day is to have a plan B. A plan B is in Bravo for everything. Everything. Food, shelter, water filters, way to stay warm in the wintertime. Have a plan B and sometimes a plan C for everything. We do have, patiently waiting in the green room, my friend, Professor James McKinney. Professor McKinney taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He taught mathematics at Cornell University. He's the author of 13 books and more to come. A advanced amateur archaeologist, and advanced to the point where foreign governments consult with him about matters of archaeology, and a weekly radio talk show host. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. Wow.
Well, sir, the world has changed the last 3 days, hasn't it, sir?
It has. It has.
Yeah, and you're in the middle of it. And you're in the middle of it because you offer water filters.
This is phenomenal. I mean, every time I do something, it seems like I'm doing something for more maybe esoteric or scientific reasons, and I end up in the middle of some worldwide controversy. And prime numbers or comets or, you know, galaxies, whatever it is. But anyway, yeah. This whole issue, I want to start, John, with something that's been on my mind here, and I want to just quick get this out of the way, regarding the issues going on in Ukraine. And being a military man yourself, I think you probably have some comments too, but the world of warfare has forever changed. When a ground soldier with a shoulder-mounted like a Stinger missile or an anti-tank or anti-armor personnel carrier rocket can take out a multi-million dollar machine or a $40 million aircraft or helicopters. Some of these scenes where helicopters, 4 or 5 helicopters come in and boom, boom, they're all going down. It's changing the whole the whole outlook of war on the ground. And in fact, even aircraft carriers, which primarily have maybe, I don't know how many, 40 to 60 fighter jets on it that can take off, etc., all of a sudden they become much less important. And going back to, say, World War II battles, where the U.S. Navy would come in and shell an island for sometimes weeks before a land invasion, and it really didn't do much. They just moved a lot of dirt. And now things, they have more precise rockets, but that still doesn't change the fact that once the battle begins, it's really men on the ground, boots on the ground, one against the other. And the point being that we think about what would happen in the United States if there was some kind of invasion into the United States, which is entirely possible, or it could be internal, where all of these people coming across the southern border are sleepers, and one day they're going to all wake up and go to some place and get armed and be on the streets. But still, it ultimately comes down to one person against one person, and with small arms is the point, where the bigger it gets, the more obsolete it becomes. Anyway, that's it.
Well, I agree with you, Jim. I would say the early to mid 1960s, the quote unquote military experts were saying the days of the combat infantrymen being effective on the battlefield were over. It wasn't long after that that the Star Wars, gee whiz, high tech, handheld weapons started becoming deployed, where one man with one handheld weapon could bring down a multi-million-dollar helicopter, a multi-million-dollar tank, or a multi-million-dollar jet fighter. So the days of the infantrymen are far from over. So I agree with you, Jim. Everything's changed, and I want to go back to a caller last hour, his expressing his current concern that the United States is going to be the victim of nuclear warfare. I seriously doubt that. Our main enemies, Russia and especially China, they do not want, their goal is not to have the United States be a nuclear wasteland. Their goal is to capture a United States that they can make use of, especially the Chinese, to grow food. That's what they want.
The other thing is that a nuclear bomb, I'm a nuclear physicist, and it's well known that even one nuclear bomb is going to cause a tremendous amount of nuclear pollution around the world. And so an all-out exchange is, nobody is going to be a winner.
Well,
it's not like, you know.
Let me bring you up to speed, Jim, as I know, I don't know what your current status is of this, but the Russians and Chinese both have hundreds and hundreds of modern nuclear weapons that put out almost no radiation, very, very little radiation. So for tactical nukes that take out maybe 1 square mile, they have small nuclear devices that put out almost no radiation, which makes those a lot more feasible and a lot more likely to be used. But I do want to address, you sent me earlier this morning your statement regarding your water filters that you manufacture and sell at my website, as it concerns the snake venom proteins being placed in the public water supplies. And I want to get to that before we get to our first caller, Jim, if you would, please.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, so here's the situation. Yesterday about midnight, I started getting emails, and they were coming in from all directions. And the question was, do my filters take out snake venom? And at first I thought, you know, what's going on here? And then they kept coming in, and I'm, okay, something's going on. So then I looked into it, and it was the interview with Stu Peters. There was also another interview with
Mike Adams.
Mike Adams of Dr. Artist. And is it Stephen Artist? I forget his first name.
It's Brian. Brian Artist.
Brian. Yeah, okay. So anyway, and I thought when I started watching this, and it was like, does, you know, is there snake venom in the water? And anytime you put something in water, it has to be thinned out to a tremendous amount just because of the dilution in water. So anyway, I was taking this with a big grain of salt, but then when he put this together, it really made a lot of sense. And I've talked to doctors. I'm in groups of medical doctors who have examined my filters, who use them themselves, etc. And so they were giving me their opinion of this issue of snake venom in the water. And they are in agreement. I have yet to find anybody that doesn't agree with this 100% in the medical community and the people. You might call it the alternative medical community, but these are practicing doctors. They have practices, some of them in multiple states, and some of them were dealing specifically with COVID and after COVID and after COVID shot patients. Okay, so anyway, the question is, do my filters remove the snake venom, which is a protein? And so I wrote up, I sent this to you just this morning, John. It's an initial assessment and recommendation is what I call it. And it's like with anything, things can change with new information, but this is my initial assessment, which amounts to the following. And I don't want to talk about sink filters or gravity filters, because you have to get this out of all of the water in your house. And I'm not saying there is snake venom in the water, but the tests that have come back, these are independent tests, is that it is in 37 major cities where they tested, they found it universally. And so it is there. It appears to be, this is what they've been using to target certain areas and calling it COVID. And all of this makes perfect sense. So I encourage people to watch the video. I'm not going to repeat it. But relative to the filters, and this is regarding the whole house MR5 water filter that I manufacture and sell through your page also, John, it's a three-stage process. And first of all, the first stage is the 0.1 micron ultrafiber filter. It's a physical filter. It's a very consistent 0.1 micron. And it's very consistent because of the mesh concept of the ultrafiber. It's a new technology. And so anyway, and so for people that have the ceramic filters, it takes the place of the ceramic, the physical filter. Okay, so what happens is it down to 0.1 micron, everything is removed, dust particles, and a lot of times the proteins of snake venom are attached to something. They're stuck onto something and they're carried in a solution or on something bigger. So you remove all of that. Now it goes into the second stage, which I call the medium. That's the inside part. And this is a baked medium, so it's consistent. It's not a powder. It's not a pulverized medium. But the base component of this, there are many ingredients to remove all the different toxins and chemicals and heavy metals, etc. There's many ingredients in this medium, but the base of the medium is activated charcoal. Activated charcoal is the primary medical antidote for snake venom in the case where you do not have anti-venom. So if a patient comes into a hospital or in someplace in Africa and they have a snake bite, the standard methodology is to use activated charcoal for topical, and also they can inject it in intravenous by having it in literally in solution. And it neutralizes on contact snake venom. And so that's stage two. Now, the snake proteins, the snake venom proteins, can be as small as 2 nanometers. That's 0.002 microns. And so potentially they could get through all of this, and that's where the third stage ultraviolet filter comes in and breaks down the proteins or any DNA-based structures, molecular structures. And so what you're doing is you're eliminating 99.999% of the snake venom in the water for the hot and cold. So that's my statement. I also have to be very specific that we do not have laboratory tests to remove snake venom, because I don't think anybody is going to have that. But regarding the ultraviolet filters, There are laboratory studies where they neutralized snake venom that then was injected into rabbits. So they had a control group of rabbits that did not have, that were not injected. And then they had the group that were injected with the snake venom that was basically passed through ultraviolet sterilizer. And the ultraviolet reduces the, eliminates the proteins, breaks them down, so they no longer function. And what a snake venom does is it attacks the pituitary gland and also organs like the liver, the heart, the muscles, etc., depending on the type of venom. And the venom that they're using in the so-called COVID or in remdesivir or whatever is from a king cobra from India, is what they're saying. This was the base. And now the other thing is that I don't think that Dr. Artis mentioned is that they have to be manufacturing this synthetically.
Right. I've been saying that, Jim, also. Right. Of course it would. Of course
you don't have a warehouse of king cobra snakes somewhere putting out venom. This is why Gilead, the company that's putting out in this whole chain, they bought the companies back in 2010, which were producing the artificial synthetic snake venom. This is goes way back. The corruption in this whole thing, and Fauci knew it. When Fauci put out the thing to Trump to go get respirators, that was the recommended prescription, is to give them remdesivir and then on a ventilator, it was guaranteed death for the people that had that. And it's very clear. This is what the Dr. Artis came up with. And like I say, I have talked to medical doctors who are, you know, would, 2 days ago where they would have said you're crazy. When they listen to the arguments that he put together in the chain of custody, he's right on. I mean, he hit the nail on the head, and nobody expected this.
Well, it's been revealed. And your statement, your written statement, will be posted with on my website with the your water filter panel that we have to sell the water, be on my homepage. And that will be posted before the day is over. Thank you, Jim. It's, you know, you're in the middle of something very important here, obviously. Let's take our first call. David in Washington. Good morning, David.
Good morning, gentlemen. Of course, your conversation answered my very first question, so thank you very much for that regarding the water filters and taking out the proteins in this conversation that's come up. Anyhow, hope you don't mind if I change the topic a bit. I had a question for you, Professor, on your electric Highways to the Stars work. You have a couple of designs for craft to move along the electric Highways to the Stars, electromagnetic propulsion. And the question is, do both of your designs, or at least the design you're holding back, does that include technology to negate the X-ray problem, the attack?
The radiation issue from outer space?
Correct.
Like from, say, Van Allen belts and things like that?
Correct. Correct.
Excuse me. Not directly. Not directly. There's the solution that I have for radiation, which is a result of the plasma discharge concept. And what happens is that the high energy particles hit something metal, typically metal, and they create X-rays. And that's what I learned from the Russians. When I worked with these Russian atmospheric scientists in the mid-1990s, they sent men to the moon in the 1960s. They had the big rockets. They had the time and space. It's only a six-day trip. I hear the music. We'll pick this up.
We have a break. Everybody, hold on. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
And All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by MyPillow. I'm now a MyPillow affiliate dealer, up to 66% off at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Professor James McCanny, his website's linked at my link page at thelibertyman.com. And Jim, you have a weekly radio show. Before we get back to our caller, how can people listen to the show live and to the archives, please?
Yes, John. Tomorrow evening, 6 p.m. Central Time, James McCanny Science Hour at the Crossroad airs in its 22nd year. And there's many different ways to listen. That comes streaming on WWCR.com. You can also listen on the phone applications or computer applications and to internet radio. It re-airs on WTWW on Friday night, and that feed was missing last week, so I'm still trying to find out what happened. But there are many different ways to listen. Plus, the archives are posted on my webpage on an archive page, so you can always go there and listen for free, commercial-free show, like I say, 22nd year. And I think this year I've been dedicating to my research, discoveries, etc. But I think tomorrow night I'm going to have to put in a show dealing with this whole snake venom issue. It's such a huge issue.
It's massive.
I think I'm going to have to... Yeah.
You have no choice, John.
You have no choice.
You got to do it. Thank you, sir. Now, David, let's get back to your question or comment, sir.
Okay, so
I was explaining about the radiation issue, and so the Russian scientists were on the teams at Novosibirsk, were on the launch teams of the moon launch. They were also at Tunguska, things like that, showing that the Tunguska event was an electromagnetic discharge. That was the big explosion. And they didn't know how this was happening. That's why they liked my work. We spent a lot of time translating my work, and we had daily sessions where every day we'd go through another aspect of my theoretical work. But anyway, they explained that these men that they sent to the moon, and it was just an orbit of the moon and coming back, they came back dead, all of them, high radiation burns. And so they didn't really understand it or where it happened or anything, but they attributed it to the Van Allen belts. And excuse me, but they would laugh. They say NASA never went to the moon. There's no way to deal with this issue. And so anyway, that's when I understood that the real issue was when the high energy particles in the Van Allen belt hit something metal in the spacecraft. That turns to X-rays, and these guys were basically French fried. There was an event at the South Pole. There was a big solar event, and the charged particles came down the magnetic field of the Earth. I'm sorry, what?
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Someone interrupted.
There was about 20 scientists down there, and they were developing big tumors, like overnight. They were getting cancer because of the X-ray radiation coming from this charged particle stream coming in, and they, you know, if they were sleeping on a bed with a metal frame or something, it would just be an X-ray generator. And so anyway, this is the issue with space radiation, and I have a system for eliminating this. And so they're trying to put up lead shields or other things like that. None of this stuff will work. So it's something that I don't talk about. My second passive electromagnetic propulsion system, I don't talk about. This is information I'm just not giving out. My first one, I trusted the venture capital groups in Los Angeles. They're just a bunch of thieves, liars, and con men, and part of the military-industrial complex. So, anyway, does that answer your question? That's a short version.
Which is, yes, you have something, but no, you're not sharing it because
it's not related to the propulsion system. It's not related. That was your question. It is not related to the propulsion system.
I do have a quick comment regarding your water abundance prize, X Prize. Hope a lot of the listeners are aware that you effectively won that, and I recognize that you probably part of the agreement with the prize that you did get for the Technology Achievement Award is that you wouldn't go into a lot of details, which you haven't, on exactly what happened. But I just want to say, from an outside observer and a listener and people watching, that it's pretty clear to me, and I'm sure many other people, that most likely your efforts were sabotaged. Certainly them changing the rules to bring in this last-second prize winner whose solution didn't even meet the spirit of the X Prize for water abundance with some bizarre solution that doesn't have any real-world relevance, your solution should have won the prize. So that was my comment, okay. And I'll let other callers come in.
Thank you, Dave. We appreciate the call. We have a 5-minute break. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Hey there, are you gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Rebs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. We've revamped my website to make it easier, quicker to navigate, to find exactly what you're looking for. And I think you'll be pleasantly surprised with the changes to upgrade the navigation at my website at thelibertyman.com. I'm doing about two private consultations a week. And if you don't know what that means, well, I got details at my website. The purpose of a private consultation for an individual or family or group is to help them gain the clarity, get the focus, receive the information they need to make major decisions. I'm now representing MyPillow. It's a complete line, not only pillows, but the Giza sheets, wonderful towels, and even the slippers, up to 66% off. Last but not least, I picked up enough energy cleaners last night from Tom Berryhill, my friend and manufacturer, to get all the back orders caught up. And I actually have energy cleaners in stock right now for immediate shipment, all the mattress pads in stock for immediate shipment. Check out the details. If you don't understand how this works, you're tired of being tired, tired of the arthritis pain, you want to sleep better, check out the Energy Cleaner. All you hundreds of folks who have an Energy Cleaner, check out the Micro Plush Throws. They're elegant, cozy, and warm. Only $75 shipping included. Toll for your order line for your Energy Cleaner, your Micro Plush Throw, your mattress pad is 800-592-9543. Visit with Professor James McCanny. His website's linked at my links page at thelibertyman.com. A man who finds himself in the middle of what's going on with what we found out the last 3 days, beginning Monday, about the appears to be verifiable scientific evidence about what's really being used to harm us, and that is the synthesized snake venom. Jim, yesterday I mentioned the following with my friend Steve Bannoon. Steve is a veteran of the CIA. I'm a veteran of many years as an investigator, which included covert operations where I would pretend to be somebody else while I'm actually doing something entirely different. So I've done this myself firsthand, personally. And if I was going to put snake venom into a public water supply, here's what I would do, Jim. And if you have follow-up or comments, I'd be glad to hear them. I would acquire a truck, make it look like something official, such as the Environmental Protection Agency, complete with uniforms, signs, and traffic cones. I would drive that truck with maybe an assistant to where the raw water goes into the public water filtration system. Most public water supplies for major cities come from either lakes or rivers, not wells. Wells would be a self-contained closed system, but a river or a lake. And I would just set up my equipment in the middle of the day and pump that poison into the untreated water just before, maybe a few hundred yards, even a couple of hundred yards before it gets to the water treatment plant. And when I was done pumping in, I would just wrap up my equipment and leave. That's exactly what I would do, Jim. If you got a follow-up comment, I'd be glad to hear it.
Yeah, John, I absolutely have a comment. I was listening to your whole show yesterday because I came in the first couple of minutes. You gave me a spot right to talk about this issue, and then I'd listened to everything that you and Steve were talking about there, but absolutely right on. But now the thing is, you have to look at is the dilution in water of these chemicals. Now, how do you target so that the, you know, because a lot of this would go down the toilet for or in the shower, you know,
right?
Things like that. And so anyway, how would you get enough in there on a continual basis to affect the people? And so when they did the testing recently, 37 cities show up with snake venom in their water. Those are trace elements, but what they would do is, like you say, on a given day, they would go out there with a truck and unload into this system. And so everybody in that area, including bottled water, by the way, and I heard you say you were surprised that bottled water only has to be 20% of the source that it claims, like spring water or fresh mountain water, whatever they claim on the bottle, and the other 80% is just tap water. Coca-Cola has an installation on Lake Superior. It's just a tube that goes down deep in the lake and it pumps the water out and into the bottle. No filtration, nothing.
Really?
And so anyway, the point is, yeah, and they do it for free. You know, they get all this water for free. So they're basic, but the only a few companies in the world own the water. And this is another issue. I have a book, it's called Water. I suggest people read it. It's about the control of water in the Western Hemisphere that was done by George Bush Sr. When he got done being president, he only was in one term. He didn't want to be president because he had bigger fish to fry. So he handed off to his old drug-dealing partner, Billy Clinton, and George Bush Sr. went up to Canada with the Royal Bank of Canada, and they took over literally all of the water resources in the Western Hemisphere. That's when the Bushes went down, bought that big piece of property over the aquifer in South America. And a lot of, in the Clinton term, that's when they capped a lot of wells And they didn't just cap them. These were individual wells. They poured cement down them so people would not have a well source of water. And they put everybody on city water because saying it was pure and clean. It was, and this is still going on today. Okay, but back to the issue. How did they, and how could they predict, and this is one thing Dr. Artis made very clear, how could they predict that next week there was going to be an outbreak of COVID in a certain city or a certain region? And that's because they poured a truckload or a couple truckloads of this stuff into the water. So they would lace it very heavily so that everybody got a good dose of this. And then all of a sudden, you have COVID. And I want to also bring in the idea of graphene oxide, which we know was in shots. It was also used in ventilation systems. So there's a mixture of things that were going on here. But he made a very good case for the symptomatic symptoms that people were showing were the result of snake venom. And so what they would do is just, they would lace a certain area. And what they were doing also is when they were giving the vaccine, some people got the full dose of the snake venom proteins. Some people got saline solution and some people got something else. And so anyway, and this is also mixed along with DNA changing, the mRNA, DNA changing structures, et cetera. Anyway, you have to listen to his video to understand it completely. So I'm not going to repeat that. But yes, what they were doing and what they plan on doing. Now, Fauci just came out and he said, we're going to have another big variant this fall. How does Fauci know this? Does he have some kind of crystal ball? Or is he the one directing the poisoning of the water? And of course, he had to know all of this. The reason he gave the ventilators as the solution when Trump was president was because he knew that that would kill people. In this protocol, when the people come in sick, they then gave them remdesivir, which was a big boost of the snake venom. And within 10 days, they were dead. And so that was to get the death count up. This is to get the control, to get the mask, get the lockdown in place. That's what this is all about.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Jim, we got some callers on hold here. First, we got, looks like Dave in New York. Morning, Dave.
Hello. Hello, Jim and John. Good morning. Jim, I'm wondering what is convincing evidence that you have seen that leads you to believe that snake venom is being put in the water in certain instances. I don't see convincing evidence myself, but I'm not sure.
These are test results. This was presented, and there again, I'm just parroting what was in the video. So I'm when it comes to these issues, go to the video that Dr. Artis put out. I sell water filters. Right, so, I produce water filters. So I don't test city water. So you have to go and ask that question there. It's not a question for me.
Yeah, so we don't have any publications showing this or real data and what compounds there were. I mean, there's a lot of questions here that I don't see yet.
You think the city is going to publish this? The city's going to tell you they have pristine, clear water.
If we don't have the evidence, then we have just suppositional claims. That's what we have. But if you know people come up with real data, making measurements and showing what compounds are there, that's different.
Have you seen the video?
I just don't see it yet.
Of Dr. Artis? Have you seen the video of Dr. Artis? Have you seen the video of Dr. Have you seen the interview with Stu Peters or Mike Adams with Dr. Artis? That's my question to you.
I have heard Dr. Artis prior to this talking about it on Chris Steiner's show.
I said the video that just came out.
Would you allow me to speak and answer your question, or don't you want to talk?
No, I want you to answer my question. It's a yes or no question.
All right, yes, you're harassing me, Jim. No. Listen, I watched the Stu Peters show. I watched the other one. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Did you watch the Stu Peters interview with Dr. Artis?
That's I just said I watched the Stu Peters interview, and I watched I watch some of the Mike then Adams one. I see Mike Adams there sitting listening to him and not bringing up any critical questions to Brian Artis. So I don't know either way on this. It just sounds like it's a lot of supposition at this point.
John, do you want to deal with this?
Well, Dr. Artis presents the evidence. The evidence can be checked and verified, and that's where we are. And we do need to move on, Dave. Thank you very much. We're going to Patty in Florida. Good morning, Patty.
Yes, good morning, Professor McKinney and John. I was wondering, how do I find out what were those 37 cities that were tested? Is that like a public website or something?
Jim, are you sure?
There again, when it comes to this, you'll have to refer. Yes.
Mention the. Hello.
They didn't specify which are the 36.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but I mean, just in general, how do you know what is in your local water? You know, I mean, just basically, how do we research our own water wherever we live? Maybe for another time. I don't want to hold up other callers.
Okay. All right, Patty. Thank you for your call. Next, we go
thank
to
you
John.
So much. Have a
yeah,
beautiful day.
Let
God
me
bless you
let
both.
Me just say something here for okay. the last two callers. This is a story in progress. So, if you're looking for ultimate answers, none of us are there at this point. There's information in the background, and we don't have all of it at this time. And so, and when I say we, I'm talking about John and me. And so what we're doing is we're pointing you to this information. So if you have questions regarding this, then you have to go to the source. What we're reporting, like I said, I manufacture and sell water filters. The question that came to me through a ton of emails and requests and calls was, do my water filters deal with this situation? I put out a initial assessment and recommendation, and that's what I'm talking about now. That may change tomorrow. This is early in the stage of understanding what's going on, and all I can say is I have contacted medical doctors who work in this field, and they are surprisingly 100% on board with this entire issue because it all makes sense. That's where we are right now. So, and follow the, if you want to have information about what Dr. Artis is saying, go to the video, go to the Stuart Peters or the Mike Adams interviews. And, of course, this is a story that's evolving. And so that's all that I can tell you at this point. But, I have a report from a few days ago that, 2/3 of the city water supplies in the United States have uranium, chromium, and other toxic nuclear waste in them. They don't know where they came from. It appears that it came from Fukushima because it's from a reactor. These are components that come from a nuclear reactor. And so they're in many of the city water supplies around the country. And so there again, with a story like that, where did it come from? We don't know. Is the percentages of these nucleotides of radiation came from a nuclear reactor? It's not something that's naturally occurring in 2/3 of American water supplies. Okay, so that's another reason to have a whole house water filter. This is not the only reason you should look at, but it's very disturbing to find this type of information going on. So there's hundreds of other toxins in the water. And this is one thing when the whole big issue with PFAS chemicals came out, people wanted to concentrate on that. The city water supplies wanted to go out and test for that. That's not the whole issue here. And don't concentrate on just one, okay? And if you get off track on just concentrating on one thing, you're missing the big story.
All right. Let's take our next caller. It looks like John in Tennessee. We've got a break coming up. Go ahead, John.
Okay, good morning. Professor, I agree with you this morning wholeheartedly. Dave never answered your question. I was as frustrated as you were. You said you listened to John's broadcast yesterday. I wondered if you heard my observation of water lines being dug up 10 or 12 years ago all over Nashville, Tennessee. Would it be possible, would it be beyond reason to suppose that they could tie into the existing water lines, have tanks in different areas, and actually inject water or poison at their will to distribute it to a specific region? Is that out of the realm of possibility? Does that make more sense?
Well, I mean, anything is possible.
In an inlet and a water treatment.
We'll get an answer after the break.
A lot of water systems are closed.
We'll get an answer after the break. Everybody hold on.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool. Down there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand. Live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, Jim, you heard John's question. You have a response, sir.
Oh, okay. Remind me. I've been off on another topic.
He observed. Remind me, Jim. He observed new pipes being installed alongside existing pipes with a public water supply in Nashville.
Sure. Yeah, let me give you some statistics here. 35% of the country gets their water from well water, which would be a completely closed system. Then the water is stored in big tanks, and then it's distributed to the cities. The majority of water comes from surface or rainwater collection, or in the case of a small percentage, very small, would be reverse osmosis of seawater. And so most of the water is coming from already surface water. And so what Artis was talking about was being right at the entry point. And this is what John was saying also, repeating that, at the entry point where that water comes into the city, that's where you would basically go to put the residue in, whatever
if,
it was.
If you wanted.
But anyway, to answer your question, anything is possible. Anything is possible. But I can't say that that's something people did.
One more comment.
I would not even speculate.
One more comment, if you would allow, is that if you wanted to treat a smaller, you wouldn't have to treat 500 million gallons of water. You could put a 10,000-gallon tank of whatever poison you choose and locate those around the trunk. You can inject the poison and treat the water with far less of the poison than you would if you treated the entire supply. And not only that, you could direct it to any neighborhood, possibly to any house. So my scenario, what I've seen, I believe, is what's happening. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Yeah, it's in there again. I can't. Yeah, no, that's okay. I can't confirm that, I wouldn't speculate on that. And how the people are doing this is, you know, who knows? I think it's too early in the game to speculate on how it got there, you know, et cetera. We could pick up 10 scenarios and not.
Do you know of anything that might test for, say, for instance, a synthetic snake venom, like you would test water alkalinity or chlorine levels? Could you have something that would change color?
Here's the
dye?
Thing. Yeah. I talked to a doctor this morning who had a very good suggestion that you take the tests that they're called the NOW tests. They give you a reaction whether you have COVID symptoms or not. And it happens right away, to take that and put it in the city water, take a drop of city water, put it on the test and see if it comes out positive. Because what it's testing for, according to Dr. Artis, is the snake venom, not COVID.
Okay, that's the solution.
And last but not least, steam distillation, Jim?
Distillation... No, distillation is not a good way to clean up water. Not.
Okay.
I'll talk about that on my show tomorrow night.
Okay, tomorrow night you'll get to talk about it in more detail. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.